Coming up.
Yet again, the mobile world takes over with Google saying it will fold Chrome OS into Android. But you haven't seen the last of Chrome OS just yet. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos. The tech world got a bit of a jolt when The Wall Street Journal reported that Google would fold Chrome OS into Android sometime in the next 2 years. The Journal's own Alistair Barr broke the story, and he joins us right now for some insight. Welcome, Alistair. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So many have speculated for years that Chrome OS and Android would merge. What led to this finally being put into motion?
I think it was the rise of mobile usage and the rise of apps. You and I use those two things a lot, but it's increasingly happening in the workplace too, which is where a lot of people still use PCs. So Google really wants to make sure that its Android operating system is on as many devices as possible and with as many people. So it's a move to kind of embrace that mobile shift.
And in the wake of your article, it seemed that Google had made it very clear that they are going to hold on to Chrome OS and that there isn't going to be an infinite merger, at least not right now, right?
Chrome OS is still going to be around, and Google will have engineers maintaining it, and hardware partners will be able to make laptops running on that operating system. And that's very, very clear. But basically, Android for future laptops is going to be the go-to choice for Google because it wants to get this benefit of having a single platform across as many devices as possible. So for education organizations and some other users of the Chrome OS, that will still be available for them. But the main focus is on getting this Android OS working for laptops.
Right out of the gate, some started to call this the death of Chrome OS. Now, we just clarify that it's not going anywhere just yet, but it begs the question, well, why keep Chrome OS around? Now, you mentioned it's highly utilized by educational organizations, but what else does it have going for it?
It's very secure from a cyber threat perspective, and it's very simple as well. It's a web-based operating system, so you launch your Chromebook and it basically has the Chrome browser on there, and you can access the services and the apps that you need online. So that's great, but it also means that it requires a good internet connection most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously you get that in schools and other sort of static organizations.
I imagine this would be a significant change for Google since it originated as an internet search engine born on desktop computers.
Yeah, that's right. So a lot of things that Google does really well and makes a lot of money from are on the web, but it has been working in the last few years to embrace this big mobile trend. So the maneuverability there, that point is that Android will have to be changed a little bit to work on laptops where there are bigger screens and there are keypads and touchpads and things like that. So that's going to take quite a lot of work to do, but it's worth it because so much of work and what we do as consumers is mobile now.
Right. So does the bottom line continue to be that mobile has taken over?
Yeah, I think so. And the Chrome OS will stick around, but really Google has got to work on Android to make it work across all devices and get it working on laptops, which essentially are mobile devices for the workplace now.
Right, and we'll leave it at that for now. Alistair Barr, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And once again, this merged operating system won't even arrive until 2017. That's 2 years away. However, many say in the rapidly changing world of technology, a lot of things can happen in 2 years. And that'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at wsj.com/podcast, where you can check out all our podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at WSJPodcast and subscribe to us on iTunes. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.